And I'm really pleased to be joined on the line by a fantastic singer-songwriter. I've been playing her track, I think, for the last 2 weeks, and it's Mayfair Lady. So, good morning to you.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning to you, too.
Lovely to speak
to you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I've never spoken on radio before, so this is a first for me.
I thought you'd done loads of radio.
No, not at all. Actually, Michelle, you are the first person ever to play my track on radio. So when I win that Grammy a few years from now, I will speak about you, Michelle. I promise. You are. I mean, you know, you. I was just overjoyed when you said you were going to play my track on radio, and I've been dancing to it all week. And I've become I'm a new fan to your show because, to be honest with you, I didn't hear your show before.
Yeah.
Not that I hear a lot of radio these days, to be honest with you. But now I'm listening to you all the time when I go out on my jog, when I'm working in the morning. So I really like it.
Oh, thank you. Wow. It's more of an interview for me. thank you ever so much. I mean, I had no idea. Seriously, I thought that you had released music. I didn't realize this was like the first. So this track is your first release out there.
Yeah, it's my debut single.
Wow.
I've been trying to do music for a while, I have to say, but I think it took me a long time to kind of take myself seriously, because as you know, it's like a competitive world. Mm. And sometimes if things don't go your way, it might put you down. It definitely put me down, so I've had to kind of pick up myself and just start it all over. But do you know what? I'm so glad that my song is out, that people can listen to it, and so far I've only heard, you know, good feedback, gained a lot of new listeners from all over the world, you know, thanks to Spotify. So I'm just really pleased, and I think I'm going to continue doing this.
It is one of those things, actually, to release something is all right, because obviously you must write loads of music, but when you put your money and your heart and soul in something, it is really sometimes difficult to let that go out to people that don't know you, because friends and family can say it's a great song, but really what you want is somebody that you don't know going, I love that track.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been one of those people.
I'll tell you what, my head's getting bigger. My headphones won't stay on my head for much longer. My head is swelling up. So let's talk about when you started writing. Have you always done music? Have you always been a gigging musician?
Yeah, so I started doing music because my parents sent me to piano lessons when I was really, really young. I was 4 years old, and I'm really thankful to them for doing that. I kind of started writing my own songs when I was about 10. Yeah, I'm probably not going to release the song that I wrote when I was 10. I don't remember it anymore. I've been doing it for a while. I just turned 26,
yeah.
So that's like 16 years of writing songs and, you know, about everything, really. About first love, first heartbreak in the teenage years. And I just love writing music.
Yeah.
It's my way to cope with life and stuff and everything. So I'm going to be doing it forever. I definitely am a gigging musician. I love the stage. I love performing. It's, I think, the place where I am the happiest up on stage. So obviously this year has been not good for the live performance, but I did do a lot of live streams. In a way, it was good for me because I was kind of afraid to show myself online. In person, I had no problem, but I always had that fear of like, oh, you know, we post a video online. What if you get bad comments? What if people are not going to like it? And I was scared of that. But then obviously doing the live streams made me overcome that fear, because now I just do the live stream, and if someone doesn't like it, it's not going to watch it. It's fine.
Yeah,
but mostly I've just had positive feedback, and again, just loads more people following me and looking at my live stream, so it's good.
Who has been an influence for you musically?
Of the contemporary artists that are putting music out these days, I'm a huge fan of Lana Del Rey and LP. So I guess I'm more like alternative independent style rather than pop. Very pop music.
Yeah.
But I'm also a major fan of musicals, musical theater. So I love just any musical, really. I'm a big fan of. And one of my favorites, actually, My Fair Lady, which, as I'm sure you know, is based on Shaw's play Pygmalion.
Yes.
And that's actually where I took my artist name from.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from.
Yes, I mean, it comes from that because I've always been a fan of that that play and the musical. Mm. It's one of my favorites. But also because I'm originally from Italy, and when I first came to London, I was 18.
Yep.
And I started going out with my girlfriends, and we hung out a lot in the bars and the West End clubs.
Yeah.
And I was always like, super fascinated with, you know, the vibrancy and elegance of the Mayfair neighborhood.
Mm.
And then, of course, I made the connection, ooh, Mayfair Lady. Oh, I'm going to call myself Mayfair Lady.
Yeah.
And I really like it. I think it's, you know, like, sassy and... It's a cool name, so
yes.
Yeah, I'm glad I thought about it.
It definitely is. Now, let's talk about the track. Is If I Got Rich, is it actually going to be on an EP, or is it just a standalone, or is there an album to follow?
It's a standalone single. There are singles to follow, which yep. I'm going to be releasing early 2021.
Yep.
The next one is going to be mid-February.
Mm-hmm.
If I Got Rich, it's actually going to be followed up with a music video, which I will be releasing the first week of January as
well.
Brilliant. And I'm very excited for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, If I Got Rich is, I mean, considering this is like the first track, it's such, it builds in such an epic track. Where did you record this? Did you basically write it on piano? How's it work production-wise?
Yeah, so exactly, that's exactly right. I wrote it on the piano, and then I made a little demo of it, just in my home, small setup.
Mm.
And I then shared this demo. This was just before the lockdown, the first lockdown that we had here in the UK.
Yeah.
I shared this demo with my good friend and also producer, Alejandro. We just improved that demo. Like we went to the studio together before the lockdown where he works. And we recorded the vocals and the fundamental instruments of the track.
Yep.
And then we continued to work remotely on it over the lockdown period. So it took a while also because it's been a few months now. But, you know, like you record something, you listen to it, you start to change back things.
Yes.
So it took a while for it to get to sound like what it sounds like. But now,
yeah,
I'm really proud of it now. I really, really like it.
Yeah, you should be. It's a brilliant bit of production as well. It just builds. It's a great song, and it's got a really, really good hook.
To be honest, when I saw your Instagram name, I knew that you were going to like the track. So.
Yes, because tell us a little bit about what the song's about.
Well, the song is like, to be completely honest with you, it's been inspired by my hardships as a musician. So like constantly feeling the pressure to try and make it in this competitive industry.
Mm.
So it's really myself as Grace singing to a more established, accomplished artist. So myself as Mayfair Lady.
Yeah.
And so I'm constantly trying to chase Mayfair Lady, but she's not arriving. Like she doesn't want that relationship with me.
Yeah.
That's what the song is about.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, that's what the story is trying to convey. But really anyone looking into the lyrics can find meaning for it because we all have insecurities and goals that we're trying to achieve.
Mm.
And sometimes those insecurities are like hindering us from achieving that goal.
Yeah.
So really that's the universal message that the song is trying to convey.
Now, I always ask artists this. What's the one lyric that you've written in your career so far that you've said, oh, my God, I've written that. I love it. Because every artist writes that lyric that they go, wow, this is a good one. So what's the lyric for you?
I think I've had a few of those moments, Michelle.
Yeah.
Not going to lie to you. But a lot of those lyrics will come in like more complex songs of mine that, I don't know, are quite difficult to understand out of context.
Mm.
But I think that some of the most beautiful lyrics are part of the song called You and I. And I'll just recite them to you. It goes like, you and I could have gotten on a spaceship and visited Mars, stopped on our way just to walk on the stars. You and I, what happened to our plans? You and I, we could have had it all. You and I, we could have ruled the world, but there's no going back. We lost our superpowers, and now I should get back to my office hours.
Ah,
so,
lovely, yeah,
yeah, it's the chorus,
yeah,
of this song called You and I.
Yeah.
And I just wrote it when, I was in a bit of, like, a crappy period of my life. I just broke up with my, ex-boyfriend and my family. I was having some issues in my family, and I was just kind of low and working a job that I had to work, but I knew I didn't really fit in. It's definitely a song about like reminiscing about better times in the past, but also keeping your hopes up and keeping the faith that your future is going to be better. And I think it also relates to all of us now, because we're all definitely reminiscing about pre-COVID times, I think. And also hoping that the future is going to be better, that 2021, which is just around the corner, is going to be better. Well, and I'm sure it will.
I hope it is. And I hope we can get back out to see, get back out and see some live music.
Yes, definitely loads of new music and loads more singles coming in 2021.
Yep.
And also you and I will be a part of that as well. So I'm Mayfair Lady Official everywhere. That's Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and on Spotify. And listen to If I Got Rich, if you haven't done so yet, in your lovely show. So it's out everywhere.
Brilliant. Now we are going to end the interview with the song. So here we go. This is Mayfair Lady, If I Got Rich. You'll know I've been playing it for the last couple of weeks, and I will be continuing, and then looking forward to hearing some new music from you early next year as well. Good luck with the video. Can't wait
to
see it.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Have a great Christmas. You have a great
and
Christmas.
You.
Keep happy,
Merry
my love.
Christmas.
All right.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Here we go. Here's Mayfair Lady, If I Got Rich.
You're following me across the world. I would show you the way that I live. Explain what I mean when I say I want you to be my girl. But I know chicks like you, and I'm not afraid to say I've chosen the wrong ones before. Who always want more, cause love ain't enough. Love ain't enough anymore. But if I got rich, would you be my you should just be happy.